Welcome to Mama Tales, a podcast on our collective motherhood journey. I'm your host, Sally Courier. Happy New Year. I think it is still early enough for me to say this since this episode drops on the 2nd of January. I always cringe at this time of the year because, like, for how long are we going to wish someone a Happy New Year? I hope you had a fantastic Christmas and you managed to connect with the people that matter to you. I spent mine with my in-laws as I usually do, and I appreciated it more this time around because, for one, it started feeling like home for me now. Like, it's just not my in-laws' place anymore. I found myself calling it home. I talked a bit about this a few episodes back. That's episode 47, when I played an audio from a video I took in 2022 during my Christmas day there. Integrating into a new family and their traditions as a daughter-in-law can be very difficult, and I feel like it's often overlooked or not discussed enough. Nothing can prepare you for that, and it takes time. It's been 4 years for me, and I know it takes much, much longer for many other women, and sometimes it just doesn't happen. I also really appreciated being home this time because, as you can probably hear, I've been unwell. I have developed a really intense flu that really knocked me out this Christmas time. Thank God for family because the kids were well entertained, well taken care of. I was taken care of as well because I literally napped for what seemed like days on end. I'm a bit on the mend now. It seems like the warm weather in Nairobi is agreeing with me, but I really do hope that I can get over it quick. This is definitely not how I plan to start my 2024. Speaking of 2024, this episode will be all about this new year, my expectations, my fears, and everything that comes in between. This will be a bit of a build-up from last week's episode where I talked about some of the things that freaked me out at the beginning of 2023, that in hindsight, I probably shouldn't have freaked out too much about. As you can imagine, the new year has brought with it a few new worries. Hopefully by sharing them here, it'll feel a little bit less intense. So here we go. I think that this will be a very interesting year in my life. I can feel it in my bones. Let's begin by the fact that this year will mark 4 years into motherhood. It's funny, saying 4 years doesn't sound like a lot of time when you consider how long you have been a child to your mom. But to me, it feels like an eternity. Like, I cannot remember my life before motherhood. I don't remember feeling this sense of unending responsibility before. I've got two kids who look up to me and expect me to show them the way, to protect them, to guide them. At the beginning of motherhood, this responsibility really scared me. It petrified me, if I'm being honest. And back then, all I had to do was feed them to survive, you know, another day. Things feel different now. Don't get me wrong. I still feel pretty clueless and intimidated by what's coming up. My daughter is going to be 4 soon, and we'll need to start proper school. I think I've shared this multiple times, how this is giving me anxiety. And you know, for the longest time, I had no idea why. Like, why was this choice so overbearing to me? Like, all kids go to school. It's a rite of passage, and so will mine. But the idea of picking something for them is freaking me out. And as I was preparing for this episode, I think I'm starting to figure out why it's freaking me out this much. I've had a complicated relationship with school. I tend to use it as a fun fact with people who don't know me well. But growing up, I switched schools around 7 to 8 times. I was in a new school every year. And there's even one I went to twice. This seemed very normal to me. So I never really allowed myself to get attached to anyone because I would leave them. I didn't allow myself to like a school too much because chances are I wouldn't stay there long. Things weren't super stable financially at home. And I think that's why I moved around so much. My parents were just trying to give me the best that they could with whatever they had. And now looking back, I think I might have carried like a bit of trauma from that. I obviously don't want my kids to go through the same thing. I want them to make long life friends to grow with. And them to love their school, hate it, and then fall back in love with it, to have community around them, and to be challenged intellectually, as well as nurtured well throughout the school, whatever talents they have. Like, you know what, just being opened up to a lot that life has to offer. I keep trying to tell myself that I can't figure it out immediately. Like, I need to take it a minute at a time. Like, right now, legit, I only have to find a kindergarten. But it feels like it's very crippling. And now I think I know exactly why. Knowing doesn't help much, though. Because I still don't know how I'm going to solve this. My husband is very ready, and my daughter seems set to go too. So it's all on me, you know? Which brings me to the second thing. I think this year I will need to take self-healing seriously. This podcast has really helped me to see that there are very many parts of my life that are not doing so well. And that's pretty scary, you know? It's only when you take the time to self-reflect that you notice, wait, hapo kuna shida. I have to be honest, I never really thought I would need therapy. Not that I had anything against therapy. I was just like, I feel like you would know, you know? Like, you'd walk around and be like, yeah, I need help. So if you'd have asked me a year ago, if I'm using a year ago and it's just been like a day. But I'd say I was perfectly all right, both mentally, physically. But even when I'd say that, I knew deep down that I'm carrying a lot of wounds. And you know what? This scares me, especially since I might not know when these wounds might come up and end up hurting my family. For example, why am I so averse to touch? Why am I quick to temper or short on patience? Why am I quick to self-judgment and too proud to accept help? Why am I always scared of not having enough? Why am I scared of dreaming big or not dreaming at all? Why do I always put myself last or struggle in silence? How much of this is my personality versus learned behavior? Going to therapy will have to be the most grown-up thing I think I will ever have to do at this point in life. I would rather have multiple babies and raise them up than confront my inner self. But I know that in order to experience the growth and the change that I'm looking for, this is exactly what I need to do. And I don't think it's gonna be easy. As I contemplate on that, let's take a short break here and I will play you a couple of clips from moms expressing what they're looking forward to this year.
What I'm looking forward to the next year as a mom. So my son turns 7 next year. I want to introduce him to my experiences. I never traveled with him as a child, so I would want to go camping with him and experience, is it something that he's interested in or not. I would want him to travel more with him, not just camping, but travel more with him and see if it's something he would like or not. I would want him to build more relationships with his friend, considering that he doesn't have siblings. So also just strengthening those current bonds that he has with his current friends, so that he has besties and guys come for sleepovers and he can go for sleepovers as well, and build that strong community around him. Yeah, and I just look forward to spending more time with him. I don't know how much more I can do, but I just realized that these years fly by so fast and soon he'll be coming out of my nest, and that's already worrying me. So also just spend more time, quality time, than I have done in this past year.
For the next year, what plans do I have? I am excited to just spend more time with my kids. I'm hoping to finally take them to the coast because they've been asking to go down to the beach. So I'm hoping we can be able to plan that out.
I'm looking forward to making more memories as a family on family nights and growing together. So we'll be intentional in growing in all areas, you know, psychologically, emotionally, financially, all that. And then taking chances and saying yes to God and His will for me. Thank you so much, Sally, for having me.
You know what? I'm actually pretty excited about this new year. I rarely am, by the way. I tend to be very nonchalant about these things. I usually sleep through New Year's Eve, claiming that celebrating or waiting up for fireworks is not that important. I think resolutions are a waste of time. And like, what's the point of setting goals anyways? Like, you'll forget about them in like 2 seconds. Although I've noticed a change. Like last year, I challenged myself and I put up a few goals, you know, just for the sake of it, like it wouldn't hurt. And I was surprised by how quickly I achieved them. I even figured out that I actually lowballed myself. This year, I will be doing things differently because, again, it wouldn't hurt. First of all, I allowed myself to celebrate the new year. We stayed up till midnight, actually way past midnight. Went to a friend's house. They have a pretty cool balcony in Upper Hill. So we were able to watch fireworks from all around the city. I also allowed myself to be expectant for the new year and everything that it brings. And for that, like for this week, I'm going to plan on getting on a reflective session with myself, you know, Najita Mkutano, and really look back at the last year and use that to plan for this one. I think this will be a really great investment in myself. And we'll cover everything from my personal self, my family goals, and most importantly, I feel, my career ambitions, which is something I haven't allowed myself to think about since I quit my 9-to-5 back in 2019. I've seen quite a few templates to help with this, and I'm going to be using one called the Year Compass. If you'd like to check it out, I will link it in the show notes of this episode. That's it for today. Like I said, nilikuwa napitia tu. Thank you so much for listening to this. I know I rarely come here to talk about myself, but I've been enjoying doing it occasionally. Next week, though, we'll be getting back to stories, and we'll kick them off by listening to a mom who went through a tough upbringing and is channeling that into becoming an intentional parent. Remember that you can catch up with me and everything that comes with it on our socials. That's at Mama Tills Podcast on Insta and on TikTok. And also consider joining our growing community on the website. Just head on over to mamatillspodcast.com. Have a happy first week of 2024. I really need to go sleep. Hopefully get over this cold. Because Allah, no. This situation of Homa in January is not my portion. So let me go rest up. Hopefully I'll be good for the next one. So catch you then. Bye.